I'm really excited to talk about a new Windows Azure service that we're launching today called Windows Azure Mobile Services. And the goal behind Windows Azure Mobile Services is to enable any developer to very quickly be able to connect their client applications, regardless of whether they're running on a Windows 8 device or an iOS or Android tablet, to a cloud-based backend hosted on Windows Azure. And the great thing about Windows Azure Mobile Services is it enables you to get going really, really fast. It enables you to connect your app literally in minutes, and it provides really a foundation for how you can go ahead and build a much richer client experience with the cloud. And what I thought I'd do is actually walk you through how to use it. So what I have here is the Windows Azure website. You can go here today in order to learn more about Windows Azure Mobile Services, as well as to sign up for a free public preview. Once you do so, you can log into our portal admin tool. And one of the things you'll notice when you do it is there's a new tab on here called Mobile Services. And creating new Windows Azure Mobile Services is really easy. You just click the new button, like you would with a website or a virtual machine, and you just go ahead and hit Create. And you can name it whatever you want. So I'm going to call this the Scott Yu Demo, Channel 9. You can choose to use an existing database or create a new one. In this case here, I'm just going to use one I already have. And hit OK. And what this is going to go ahead and do now is cause us to create a new mobile service on Azure. So this is going to stand up a new data store and configure it so that I can save any type of data I want within my client application in the cloud. And then it's going to stand up a bunch of REST endpoints and service endpoints that I can then call from my client application in order to save data, do push notifications, log in a secure way, and over time you'll see more and more services exposed. And as you can see here, it only took a few seconds in order to configure and deploy that. So this app is now running inside Windows Azure, and I can go ahead and use. And when I click on to drill into it, you'll see you get a familiar dashboard and quick start experience, much like you do with the other types of resources within Windows Azure. And for this mobile service one, we try to make it really, really easy for you to walk through connecting this backend to a Windows 8 based application. And you'll notice here in this quick start, we basically provide you with two easy tutorials. One where you can connect to an existing Windows 8 application that you might already have. All you need to do is pick your language and then copy and paste this code into your application, and then you can use our SDK in order to connect to Azure. Or if you don't already have a Windows 8 app, all you need to do is click this Create a New Windows 8 Application tab, which will walk you through a simple tutorial of how you can build a to-do application from scratch. And that's what we're going to do here right now and walk through how you do this. So all you need to do is download Visual Studio Express for Windows 8, which is free, and install our Mobile Services SDK. And then you can go ahead and create tables inside the Windows Azure Mobile Services. This simple button right here, when I click it, is going to automatically create a new to-do items table for me as part of my mobile service. You can go to the Data tab at the top if you want to create your own custom tables as well, but we'll just stick with this simple to-do items table to begin with. And then you'll notice right here in step three is I can download either a C# or JavaScript version of this application. That's going to be the client component of my app that's then going to talk to this mobile service. And so I'm just going to pick C#, click download. It's going to open up a little zip file for me. We're going to extract this. I can then double-click this inside Visual Studio in order to open this project. And there it is. There's the code. If I drill into my Solution Explorer, you'll notice I have a couple files here, one called app.xaml, the other one called mainpage.xaml. This just provides a little bit of stub code that's already been added for me that's going to help me build my application. The first one here you'll notice is a simple key. An URL which maps to the mobile service that we created earlier. So it's automatically injected that so that my app can talk to my mobile service backend. And then I have a simple mainpage.xaml file in this case, which has some UI that allows me to keep track of to-do items. Here's what each to-do item is going to look like. It's just a simple class with three properties. And then this is all the code that's required below it in order to insert a new item from scratch, to query and retrieve all items from Windows Azure from that database that we created, and as well as update or delete items or mark them as checked. So very simple code, and now when I run this on my client, I'll see the simple application here. I can say finish taping, and this just sent a REST call to Windows Azure, accessed that Windows Azure mobile service, and saved that data inside a database. You can see now it showed up here as I've refreshed it and retrieved that data. I can go ahead and say go home, eat dinner, etc. And this is just saving, again, three rows of data back in that Windows Azure mobile database, so it's actually storing it in the cloud. I can then easily tick any of these to mark them as completed. And again, that's going to make a call back to that Windows Azure service and mark it as completed in the database. And that's literally how easy it is in order to create a client app connected to my backend. Now, if we go back into the Windows Azure portal, you'll see a couple different things here. So if I click on the dashboard now, I can actually see a view of what's going on within my service. And you'll notice the familiar dashboard view that we had earlier is going to show me the number of API calls we've made, as well as the amount of CPU time and bandwidth that's been consumed. I can drill into the data tab in order to actually see what data I have stored in the database. So you can see here my to-do item table is listed. Here are three of the items that we created, and you can see whether they're marked true or false. So it's a very easy way for me to explore the data that we've saved, as well as do basic editing against it. I can, you know, manage columns if I want to. I could also even go ahead in here and set up permissions. So I can control who has access to do insert, update, delete, or read operations against that database. By default, anyone can with my application key. I can also lock it down so you must be authenticated in order to save things, or only administrators or so forth in terms of setting up permissions. So really easy way for me to do this without any code, start to lock down what can be done by the users accessing this application. And then if I do want to write a little bit of code, we have a nice notion we call scriptlets, which is a way that on the server side, I can write a little bit of validation logic or a little bit of custom logic that's going to run on each operation that I can then use to execute. And so if I click the script column here, you notice for the insert, update, delete, and read operations against that to-do item table, I can go ahead and inject any custom JavaScript I want on the server here. I can do simple validation before the request executes, or I can do something after the request executes. And once I make changes, I just hit save directly in the portal, and that code will now be live for all future requests. And the beauty about this is it makes it super easy for you to add a little bit of customization into your backend without having to deploy any custom server app or without having to write a lot of custom server code. And the reason we kind of enable this nice simple model is that we're finding a lot of customers that are coming from a more client-centric background, are kind of intimidated by creating a REST endpoint, handling OAuth tokens, and doing all that stuff themselves. The beauty about Windows Azure Mobile Services is we do all that for you, so you don't have to worry or even think about it. Other features that we have that are more advanced include push notification support. So if you have a, for example, Windows 8 push notification token, you can just go to the, get it from the Windows 8 developer portal, and then just paste it in here, and then you can very easily from within that script code fire push notifications to other users of the application. You can set it up to use Windows Live authentication, and in the future other authentication types as well, so that, to log in. And then last but not least, the cool thing about this Windows Azure Mobile Services is that we're giving every Windows Azure customer the ability to run 10 of these apps for free in a shared multi-tenant environment, very similar to kind of how our website model works. But we also, as your app hopefully gets more popular and shows up at the top of that Windows 8 App Store list, you have the ability where you can mark it as a reserved app, and then you can scale up the amount of server capacity that you use. So I can say, I want to now run this app on 2 VMs. All I need to do is hit save, and my app will automatically be deployed across 2 isolated machines inside Windows Azure that only my code is running on. And so as I need it, I can scale up or scale down the amount of capacity I have on the back end. And the best of all, it starts with free, and I can just scale as I need to, making it really cost effective and allowing me to get into market quickly and at basically no cost. So this is a quick just survey of kind of what you can do with Windows Azure Mobile Services. Hopefully you saw here, it's really powerful, lets you really get started in an easy way, allows you to easily monitor and provide diagnostics for the apps that you build. And literally in a matter of minutes, you're now able to connect your Windows 8 apps to the cloud. And best of all, you can sign up and use this for free. So go to windowsazure.com. We have a great dev center with lots of tutorials for how to learn more. And everything I just did here, you can literally be doing in a matter of minutes. And we're really looking forward to seeing the apps that you build with it. So thanks a bunch.